speaking on this program is Gary Cawley.
We're always grateful when we have the privilege of opening the book divine. Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Our questioner this week says, what does Paul mean in the book of Romans when he says we're saved by faith, not by law? Well, many people take this to mean that we are not under any law today, but we're saved by faith, and they think that faith evidently comes in some other manner than from hearing the Word of God. But the Word of God, my friends, is the law of God. It has been the law of God in the patriarchal dispensation, in the Jewish dispensation, and now in the Christian dispensation. But when Paul speaks in the book of Romans of being saved by faith, we must understand from the first chapter of the book of Romans, verse 5, and also the last chapter, the 16th chapter and verse 26, that he defines what he means by faith. He means, in chapter 1, 5, obedience to the faith. He means, according to chapter 16, 26, obedience of faith. Now, we noticed on yesterday what redemption is. It's to be delivered out of bondage, liberating us from the sinful bonds that hold us. Christ, of course, paid the price. He is the Redeemer. We are the redeemed when we come to redemption. But righteousness is also an important word. It's that state of being acceptable to God. When we have been in sin, we have been out of harmony with His will, separated from God, now we can be brought back to an acceptable means of grace. And so the condition of mankind is important. In the book of Romans, Paul shows the Jew and the Gentile to be in a state of condemnation. When you read Romans 1:18 through Romans 2:1-3, you can see certainly the difficulties and horrors of those who go away from God. All have sinned, Jesus said, through Paul in Romans 3:23, and have come short of the glory of God. Man became separated from God then through his own sins. As Isaiah 59:1-2 says, your sins and your iniquities have separated between you and your God. Now sin, my friends, 1 John 3:4, is transgression of God's law. If there were no law under which we live today, we'd have no transgression. But the degree of punishment indicates the severity of the crime, and therefore eternal punishment for the unredeemed soul shows the seriousness of sin, which is a transgression of God's law. We can sin in the Christian dispensation because we are under law. Now, there are no degrees in a state. Either one is saved or he's lost. We're in a lost state or a saved state. But either in Christ or not in Christ shows the state that we're in. If you're in the church of our Lord, then you're in a saved state because the saved were added to the church, Acts 2, 41 and 47. But those outside the church are in a lost state. Now in Ephesians 2, you recall that Paul sets forth the condition of the unsaved. He calls them children of disobedience, children of wrath, dead in sins, aliens, strangers from the common covenant of promise. And no hope, he said, and without God in the world, afar off, foreigners, and having the understanding darkened, Ephesians 3 and verse 18. Now, my friends, those are descriptive terms of those who are out of Christ. Are you one of those children of disobedience, or have you heard the gospel and believed it, repented of your sins and confessed the name of Christ with your mouth, and been buried with him in baptism? If not, then you must do so in order to come to the state of salvation.